Eamon, the All County League's getting up and running this weekend. We had a couple of games on Thursday night in Division 1, even a surprise maybe already. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'm sure everybody looking forward to the new club season.
Yeah, it's always an optimistic time of year for every club, you know. The pre-season's out of the way, the hard work's out of the way, and for most clubs then it's a game every week, which every club player looks forward to. So it's exciting times for the player and exciting times for the people that the spectators are looking forward to watching their teams again, you know, and maybe a bit of good weather and getting out on a Sunday afternoon again. Most of the matches now have traditionally gone back to the 3:30, although there was a couple of matches on Thursday night. So we're looking forward to it. Slaneel and Ballinlea will obviously be the favourites. Ballinlea have sort of dominated the league in Derry for 5 or 6 years, and Slaneel are obviously probably the team to beat in the championship. So those will be two teams that people will expect to be high up in the league this year in Derry.
Yeah, and of course you have your shall we say season warm up games in your various cup competitions. Who's been showing the form in those?
I haven't seen too much of it, Tom. I know that Ballinlea have a few boys just took a time out, like Sandy Muldoon and Conor Skilling, and don't think played for Ballinlea. So those boys are apparently coming back into to the league. I'm not sure whether they played against on Thursday night or not, but they were defeated by Corrie. But no, you don't read too much into them. The panels are a lot of new managers, good few new managers in there, and they get to know the panel. Even my own club, Ballinskeen, new managers up from Tyrone. Liam Donnelly from Tyrone's taken Ballinskeen this year, and Ben Hughes has taken Ben Given. So there's a few new managers getting to know the players, so not much to read into so far, Tom.
And as we said, two games on Thursday night, Ballaghy got off to a winning start. Tight enough, just a point in it between themselves and Banagher, and I suppose the shock of the night, obviously a shock of the night, was Ballinderry losing to Kilray at home.
That was a shock for me, Tom. I always say I wasn't at it, but I expected Ballinlea to beat Kilray. Always fierce rivalry going back over the years from those two teams, you know. Very, very bitter rivalry. And Kilray always seems to be able to raise themselves when they play Ballinlea. But I expected Ballinlea to beat them in their own patch. But as I say, I know they are some of the more veteran players are just coming back, and Enda Muldoon and Conor Gilligan and that there. So you'd expect Ballinlea to get a wee bit stronger as the season goes on. But all in all, it was a good one for Kilray. And Ballaghy beat Banner. Banner have an old Gray player taking over the reins there. Paddy Downey won a couple of county titles for Ballaghy, so they ran them very close, and I expected Ballaghy to win that, all right, but they just ran out winners by a point, and by all accounts, Banner were 4 or 5 up at one stage, you know.
Yeah. And you mentioned obviously Slaughneil and Ballinderry are the teams at the start of the year, and the teams that everybody is watching out for. Who else do you expect to be in the running? Your own club, Ballinascreen?
I hope so, Tom. We finished actually joint first with Ballinlea last year, and we're beating and results against, you know. So as I say, we have a couple of lads from Tyrone up taking them. Liam Donnelly's a Trillig man. He took Tyrone to 2 All-Ireland titles, and is Paul Mellon with him as trainer. So we're hoping that we'll go for the league again. But I suppose ultimately, if we haven't won the championship since 1973, that will be ultimately him and Ballinscreen. And Marfelt have quite a few players in the county panel now. The 4 players, the Heavern brothers are there, and Emmett McGuckin playing well for them. So Ballinscreen start off with Marfelt, which is a tough assignment. Of course, Coleraine are strong. Weren't strong in the league last year. Got the county final. They've 7 players in the county panel at present. So obviously they're going to be very strong. So I would expect those teams to be strong. And the Gormley's managed in Glen. They've obviously got that crop that came through the 4 Ulster minor titles in a row, and have come through and won the under 21 Ulster titles. So they're starting to. I would expect them to be top 6 in the league, if not further up, Tom. They'll be. You would have to say they're in terms of the young, even very dangerous forwards they have. They're going to lose obviously Conor Glass to Australia, but he hasn't been playing. He's been minor age group, so they're going to be dangerous over the next few years, and you would expect to see them making inroads in terms of the league. I know Enda will take the league very, very seriously, and and try and get them their confidence going before the championship in August.
And I suppose, is it really everybody building for the championship, really?
You know, there's a couple of new teams up. You know, Clodagh and Green Loss up, they've done very well in intermediate football. I wouldn't think that their aim will be to win the championship, but I would say their aim will be to consolidate themselves in the top division, you know. You know, Ubridge and Swatter, similar likewise, I wouldn't think their ambitions will be to win the championship, but they'll try to stay in the top flight. So, you know, those type of teams will be aiming to do really well in the league early on, I would think, rather than aim to win the championship. But I always think it's good to good confidence builder. You can't simply show an apathy towards the league and then expect to turn it on in the championship. They'll have to go full guns blazing early on. And then obviously I think the county board have already set a date for the end of July, start August, for the first weekend of the championship. But it's knockout this year in Derry, which will make a difference to who come that time, you know.
And before we look at the rest of the fixtures which are on tomorrow in Division 1, Division 2, the Intermediate League, I suppose everybody's looking at Glenullen.
Yes, Glenullen are down and Forlane are down, and they have two very strong teams. And, you know, Glenullen got caught by Clodagh on the last day in the playoff. And, you know, I'm involved with Craig Bann this year and the management, so we come up against them 2 weeks ago. And Paddy Bradley was very, very playing really, really well in the inside forward line. And Ron Bradley was out to midfield. He was suspended from the soccer at that stage. So, no, they're strong, and they've opted to play in the senior championship, which is their right. So, they'll be everybody's favourite for the league, and Forward Lane are a decent team that have come down as well, you know. So then you have Steelstown, and you have Craig Bann, teams they got there that are going to be, Ballymacwigan will be strong teams in the intermediate level as well. So no, it's all to play for there as well, Tom. You know, but Glenullen will certainly start favourites.
Two very competitive league divisions.
Yeah, it's Derry Club Football is very competitive. A lot of people say it's too competitive and it takes an edge off the county team, but I probably don't really see it that way. You know, the club football is the bread and butter, and you know, the county football is the lead, so it's great to have that competition. I'm certainly, you know, I'm enjoying looking forward to the challenge with Craig Bann this year. The intermediate football, I haven't been involved at that level for a long time, so I think it's a very, very competitive league, you know, and you know, it'd be nice to do well and to get promotion or to win an intermediate championship, you know.